For years, freight trains carried desperately poor migrants from Central America through Mexico towards the border with the United States. It was a dangerous journey as hundreds of migrants piled on the top of rail cars. Now, a crackdown by the Mexican police has forced many Central American migrants to find even more dangerous routes to the U.S. border. According to critics, Mexico's border operation, called Programa Frontera Sur, has a brutal record where migrants are routinely subjected to rape, assault, extortion, and murder. Mexico's aggressive border enforcement came in reaction to last spring's flood of 50,000 Central American children who crossed Mexico into the U.S. motivated by fear of high levels of violence at home. Officially, Mexico's South Border Program's goal is to protect migrants and combat criminal gangs and traffickers. But in reality, the security initiative has made it nearly impossible for migrants to travel safely in Mexico. The inequities and extreme violence that are driving people out of Central America continue unabated. Advocates believe the same number of migrants will still enter Mexico, trying to make it to the United States. At the peak of the civil rights movement in the late 1950s and 1960s, American labor unions were a critical ally for the movement in raising funds and helping mobilize for the 1964 March on Washington. Despite their steady decline in membership, the African American community still has a high regard for unions, with a historic connection that could spark a revival in labor's ranks amid the emerging Black Lives Matter movement. According to the news magazine In These Times, Black unemployment nationwide is twice as high as white joblessness. The racial wealth gap is rising, with $142,000 in average net worth for white households versus $11,000 in wealth for the average Black family. In the swing state of Ohio, African Americans hold 20% of all public sector jobs, where collective bargaining rights have come under severe attack by Republican politicians. Mark Meinster, director of Warehouse Workers for Justice, noted, "Working in a warehouse was once a high-wage union job, but in the past two decades, there has been a massive explosion of non-union temp employment with around 80,000 temp workers in the local industry. The remaining direct hires are often subjected to structural discrimination, including the misuse of criminal background checks, forcing much of the Black workforce into the temp agencies that pay as much as $6 an hour less in wages. Key economic sectors such as warehousing and transportation would be positively impacted with a concerted union campaign to organize Black workers." Softball coach Jonathan Smith was surprised a few years back when his 12-year-old son said he felt like a girl. Now, 3 years later, his youngest child goes by the name Heather, a member of the growing number of transgender teens. Transgender is suddenly hot in the media culture, with shows like Orange is the New Black and Amazon's Transparent. Just as 1998's groundbreaking TV show Will and Grace changed America's attitudes toward the gay community, this is a powerful moment for the transgender movement. According to the Christian Science Monitor, governments, school districts, and big corporations are responding to the new transgender visibility by adopting inclusive policies on gender. In 2014, the Obama administration ended a 33-year ban on Medicare coverage for transition-related care and sex reassignment surgery. Now, 9 state insurance commissions have instructed insurers to cover transition care as medically necessary. Like gay and lesbian youth 20 years ago, transgender youth are often rejected by their families, endure high rates of homelessness, and experience public discrimination in the workplace. Increasingly, hospitals and research institutions, from Seattle to Boston, have begun to focus more attention on causes and treatments for what is clinically known as gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.